Is there a way to resurrect a fallen medicine?
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A two-day hearing at the Food and Drug Administration is going on today on the controversial diabetes drug Avandia. The one-time blockbuster pill once generated $3 billion in sales for GlaxoSmithKline. Amid safety concerns, though, the drug has been pulled in Europe and it's prescribed only to a tiny fraction of patients in the U.S. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports these hearings could rescue Avandia or bury it.
Here's the Avandia backstory in a nutshell. Philadelphia College of Pharmacy professor Jennifer Reinhold says in 2007, a New England Journal of Medicine article finds the diabetes medication has a serious side effect.
When they looked back at that data, they found that potentially their cardiovascular risk was higher than was what was originally reported.
In fact, a 43% increase in heart attack risk for Avandia patients. In 2010, the FDA restricted the use of the drug and sales plummeted. Since then, independent researchers at Duke have concluded Avandia doesn't increase the risk of cardiovascular death. Bloomberg Industries senior pharmaceutical analyst Sam Fazeli says that doesn't necessarily mean the drug is safe.
This is the conclusion that some very significant key opinion leaders in the space have reached after independently analyzing that data.
Critics continue to question Avandia's safety. If the FDA does reverse course, Fazeli says drug maker Glaxo may not even get back into what has become a very competitive diabetes market. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Proof that the darkest days for real estate are behind us. Fancy magazines about houses and the stuff that goes into houses are doing very well these days. Sally Herships has the Marketplace angle here.
You have to see this. That's what it says on the cover of House Beautiful. And if you open up the cover, there is a fancy double-page ad for paint.
You pull an accordion fold, and it shows you many, many, many different colors of the spectrum of the Valspar paint line.
Kate Kelly-Smith works with Hearst Design Group, which publishes House Beautiful. She says the strong housing market means interior design magazines are selling more ads. Advertising Age says this month's issues have sold almost 9% more than last year.
Well, we're a direct reflection of the market. So when there's an uptick in the marketplace, we can feel it across each and every part of our business.
You get paint, you get designers, you get kitchens, you get
ads for small appliances, big appliances, even cars. Steve Cohn is editor-in-chief of Media Industry Newsletter, but he says the magazine industry is still not as perfect as the interiors in its pictures.
It's not like the total recovery, like kumbaya, everything's great.
But the ads sure do look good. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Here's a stereotype that needs a reality check. Stocks may keep you up at night with their gyrations, but bonds, those are synonymous with safety. Buy a solid bond, the logic goes, and you get your money back at maturity with interest. Then there is the bond mutual fund, a very different animal than buying bonds straight up. Someone who's been on to this amid rising interest rates that we're suddenly seeing is Fortune Magazine's senior editor-at-large, Alan Sloan. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, David.
So, interest rates a-poppin' here in the last couple of weeks. And what, some bond mutual funds are having a bad moment?
Yes, the biggest bond mutual fund in the world, in fact, the biggest mutual fund in the country, is something called PIMCO, Total Return, run by Bill Gross, a legendary and great bond investor. In the past month, the drop in the value of the fund has wiped out more than 90% of all the dividends you would have earned if you had owned it for the past year.
So wait a minute. The thing is with a bond mutual fund is the returns are never all that high. So if you have a bad stretch, even for just 2 weeks, you're saying that can eat into most of your annual return?
Well, in this case, it's been for a month. But yeah, that's exactly what happened.
What's interesting is you saw this kind of thing coming, right?
I did. And many other people did as well. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about it, and it's another thing to see it. And in the past month, you've seen the beginnings of it, but because there's no Dow Jones index for bonds, people don't realize this.
Now, of course, we don't know that we've entered some sort of new era of higher interest rates. So maybe Mr. Gross and other bond mutual fund managers will be laughing about this by the time we get to the 4th of July.
Well, entirely possible. And I'll be back to being the prophet of doom saying it's going to happen instead of it's happened. But, you know, as they used to say, one day at a time.
But what is the lesson here? It's something probably about a diversified portfolio, right?
Right. The lesson here is if you put all of your faith in one investment, you could be a genius for a while, but sooner or later it's going to come and bite you in a very vulnerable part of your anatomy.
And the word bond is not synonymous with safety necessarily.
Exactly so.
Alan Sloan, Senior Editor-at-Large, Fortune Magazine, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
And Google Glass, the eyeglass frames with the little screen that'll hit the mass market late in the year. You can check your text messages, consult a map, all with a heads-up display. There are privacy concerns, since it's also a sneaky camera. And no porn for now. According to the LA Times, Google has tightened its adult content rules, which means the first known dirty content app for Google Glass, released just on Monday, will not get approved in its present form. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.